Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Now, they want to remind you that through Sharing Change, MTE members can round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, we've got our friends from Legal Aid Society here. Elise Housden joins us in studio. Before, I showed a wide shot on our YouTube channel. You've got some interns here, so I want to make sure we get to introduce them. They're important, aren't they?
They are very important. Now, this is Mia and Jane Claire. They are our interns this summer. Mia is from Belmont and Jane Claire is from Wake Forest. They are both law students.
Go Bruins. One of the deacons, is that right?
Demon deacons.
See, yeah. So well, that's awesome. It's always good to have interns, and they're doing more than fetching coffee. They're getting radio experience today, right?
Yeah, definitely. They do way more than fetch coffee. That would be nice, though. We actually did a legal clinic yesterday where we served 15 seniors. We did power of attorneys and advanced healthcare directives. They've been to court with us a couple times. Lots of clinics. They have been drafting a ton of letters, pleading. So we really try to give them a good all-around experience when they're with us. So.
It sounds like Legal Aid Society is the place to go if you want to get hands-on experience, because you're going to get their hands dirty, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely get our hands dirty. Yeah, I think they didn't really get the big experience this summer. I've previously had interns come with me to help tenants clean out their homes. So they didn't get that dirty this summer. But yeah, we'll see. Their last days are coming up at the end of this week and maybe next week. So we'll see what comes up this week.
You never know. You never know. So you mentioned clinics. So maybe we can start there, because that's an important thing that you do at Legal Aid Society. Well, before we start there, we'll start with, what is Legal Aid Society? Because to me, it sounds like just a group of lawyers that get around and, you know, have a, you know, good time.
Yes, we do have a good time, but we are a nonprofit law firm. We help low-income Tennesseans that live in 48 counties across Middle Tennessee and the Cumberlands with civil legal matters. We have a few practice areas that we cover: consumer law, employment law, and reentry law. That includes expungements as well. Family law. We specifically have services for victims of domestic violence, elder law, which is really important to us. We actually just received a new funding source in Camden County where we can help seniors over the age of 60. We already have that funding source here in Rutherford, but we are able to extend that to more people. We also do health and benefits law, tax law, bankruptcy, immigration law, and housing.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. We have four attorneys in our Murfreesboro office, and we each cover several practice areas. So we are very busy. I think the statistic is there's one legal aid attorney for 13,000 people who could be eligible for our services. So we stay busy.
Yeah, it sounds as much. Now, you mentioned Middle Tennessee and the Upper Cumberland. So there are Legal Aid Society offices scattered across the mid-state.
That's correct. We have several offices: Gallatin, Clarksville, Murfreesboro, Nashville, Cookeville, Columbia, and Oak Ridge.
Okay, very good. So lots of people to help there. What are maybe your areas of expertise, or what do you focus in on?
Sure. My areas, I focus on housing, consumer, tax and bankruptcy, and reentry, specifically expungements. I also do power of attorneys and advanced healthcare directives.
Okay. So how long have you been with Legal Aid Society?
It's been almost 4 years. I feel like it's gone really fast. Prior to coming to Legal Aid, I was a bankruptcy attorney for 6 years, so almost 10 years of law total.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how if you were around the COVID time, because that had that was an interesting time in housing.
Yes,
especially.
I had been on here previously around 2020. I started working at Legal Aid at 2022, where we had several funding sources. ERAP specifically in Rutherford County. So I'd been on here saying, hey, we need housing cases, come to us and do housing. But that funding source has ended, unfortunately. So that's where we're at today.
Yeah, well, I know that it was a very interesting time, especially for those who were renting properties and things of that nature. But sure. It seems as we have kind of moved on from that. But I'm sure there are still many questions that you get. And you mentioned the clinics. So talk to me about that, because I feel like maybe some people know about it, but maybe others who could use this service don't.
Sure. We have a clinic in Rutherford County at Greenhouse Ministries. It is twice a month. Our next clinic dates are August 14th and August 28th from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. That clinic does run every single month. That schedule is located on our website at las.org. We also schedule clinics. We always have something in the works. We're planning an expungement clinic for next spring. We just recently did an expungement clinic with the ladies at Doors of Hope, which was really, really great. And I think that was earlier this summer, and Mia got to participate in that clinic. I think we had over 100 charges expunged from that clinic alone.
Wow.
So the expungement clinics are very, very well attended and productive.
So you work fairly closely with some of the nonprofits too.
Yes, we have our community partners here. We love them. They're so great. They refer people to us and we refer people out to them.
Well, just take Doors of Hope, for instance. Yeah. They're working with women who are trying to really turn things around, and
right.
You know, with a charge there, I mean, that expungement could mean the difference in finding stability or not.
Yes, exactly. I one particular woman, I think I will be at 14 charges expunged by the time I'm finished, and that's in several counties, Smyrna, including Smyrna Township, and then we've got Bedford, Rutherford County. I think she had one in Davidson too. So yeah, it really is going to change their lives once they get out of that program, because they can go from having, you know, maybe 20 charges on their record to only 5. And it makes a big difference, especially when they're trying to apply for housing or other things, because those sure. things can be pulled on records. And if we can get that taken off, they just are a better candidate for those competitive markets.
Right, right. I mean, it's different than, you know, having less than a handful to, you know, right. you've got to count into the teens, you know.
Right. And I have had clients who have only, one particular client who I'm thinking of, she actually had 5 charges and I was able to get it completely wiped clean. She was homeless and that was preventing her from getting a housing voucher and getting housing because she had those charges, and we got rid of them all. And I, she was very teary on that last one. We kind of do them in stages, but that last one, she cried a little bit and we hugged, and it was great. So she knew, like, okay, I can move on with my life.
I bet. Well, so it seems like these are Thursday. So are they typically on Thursday afternoons?
Yes, they're typically on Thursday. I'm not going to say every other Thursday, because sometimes they fall on the 2nd and the 4th, or sometimes the 1st and the 3rd. Yeah. So be sure to check out our website. We have all of our clinics for every legal aid listed on our website.
And these will take place at Greenhouse Ministries. Mm-hmm. Do you do any on Saturdays for those who work, or how does that happen?
Occasionally we do have them on Saturdays for those who work. My advice to people who do work, they're welcome to call us at any time. I personally am always happy to pull someone's record, especially in Rutherford County, because we do have a great court system here. So I can pull their record, request those records, look at it, and let them know without even having to come to our office and say, hey, this is what we got going on.
Yeah. Do you have many people who come to you and it's just like, that's not really something that we work on?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. That happens quite a lot, because we do have very specific areas of law, because we're trying to target specific issues. Mm-hmm. There are some times where we have people who don't fall under one of those umbrellas, and that's okay. We just tell them, hey, we just don't practice that area of law, but here's other attorneys who would be happy to do that for you.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, that initial advice, if you don't know,
right.
maybe just call, find out,
right.
head online. Well, one of the things that we're going to talk about today with you is Ready to Rent. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about that program.
Sure. So this is one of my favorite brochures. It lives on our website, so anyone can pull it at any time. And I love it because it's very compact. It explains really basic information, what you should do before you move in, what you should do while you're living somewhere, and then when you move out. My favorite pieces of advice would be, before you move in, make sure you can afford your rent and security deposit and other fees. Most people don't know that the spending, the experts suggest that the spending limit should be no more than 30% of your gross income on rent, which is actually a really hard, I think, percentage for some people, especially those people who are on fixed income. For example, if you're at $1,000 for your income, that's $330 for rent. That's hard to find pretty much anywhere, but that's probably my biggest piece of advice before you move in. Make sure you can afford it. Don't forget the security deposit and those other fees as well. Some people forget about pet fees and cleaning fees and all of those utility charges as well. Another piece of advice I would say is take pictures when you move in. Make sure you're looking at the unit that you are actually moving into, because you just never know. It's always good to have those pictures in case something happens. Take them from every single corner, video pictures, send them to a friend so it can live on their phone or their computer as well. My other favorite piece of advice while you're living somewhere is make sure you pay rent on time and get receipts. There are times when people come to our office and they're telling me, I've paid rent every single month and now I'm getting evicted because I haven't paid rent, but they don't have the receipts because they're paying in cash, or even money orders are sometimes hard to prove too. Even though you do get that receipt, it's hard to track unless you have a bank account and you can see those things.
Well, cash is impossible.
Cash is impossible. And I have actually had one of those cases, and it's really hard. And I hate telling people that I need these receipts because we have to show it to the court that you have been paying rent. So that's my big advice. Pay rent on time. It helps. It just helps your situation. You also, if there is a big repair that you have to do, don't withhold rent. You just keep paying rent. There are things you can do after the fact. Again, you have to make your repair request in writing. Your landlords have 14 days to make those changes. They have to be working with you. You can get reimbursed, but not if you're not paying rent on time. Because if you stop paying rent, then you can get evicted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Important information there, obviously. And one of the tips here is do the math. Mm-hmm. And I think we look at the price of the rent and think, okay, that's it. But utilities are part of that. Mm-hmm. You know, any of the fees that you mentioned, having that first month security deposit, all of those things before you get started are really impactful. I mean, it could mean the difference in finding a place and not.
Right, exactly. And I think some people, like you just said, they look at that rent and they say, oh, I definitely can afford this. Then once utilities come in, because certain properties split utilities different ways, sometimes in your name, sometimes they split it between the building, pet fees too. I mean, that can really add up. And if you're on a fixed income, it's hard to budget that.
Yeah. The video or the photos and when you first move in or when you look at that unit, is that to protect, you know, in case of, you know, well, you get ready to move out, you lose your security deposit because of this?
Yes, that's exactly what that is. When you move out, you're going to do the exact same thing. When you move out, you're going to take pictures. I have had cases where landlords are trying to charge someone, you know, $300-something because the drapes or a window is broken, and then I have my client telling me that window's been broken the whole time, but they don't have any proof that it was broken at the time they move in. And then I look at that page that you signed that says everything was great when we moved in, and it's not listed on that page.
Yeah.
So this is really to protect you when you move in and when you move out.
You also just brought up something important. You know, when you're signing papers, mm-hmm. you need to read everything.
Oh yes, that's another big one. When you're reading your lease, when you are signing your lease, make sure you read it. If there is anything that you do not agree to, don't sign it. And I know that advice comes from a privileged place, because some people are in hard situations and they just need a roof over their head.
Right.
But it will help you in the long run. That's almost every client I have where we have a lease agreement and there's some section they get, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was in there. I can't believe I signed that. So if there is a part of that lease agreement you do not agree with, do not sign it. Talk to your landlord, see if they're willing to make that change. Then y'all can initial the change and hopefully move in.
And if, you know, sometimes interpreting these documents are hard to do, find someone who can help you with that or call your office.
Right. Maybe. Call our office. Like I said, we usually get back to people within 24 to 48 hours. I like like, our office is pretty fast at getting back to people. We like to make that connection. We like to talk to people. But yeah, we will always answer any questions. We may not have the actual answer or the solution, but we can at least be a landing point for people to contact.
Well, did we catch everything you wanted to talk about today?
I think so. If anybody has any questions, they're welcome to call our office. We also have really great resources on our website. We just recently put up the LAS Community Classroom. There are videos about specific legal issues like eviction and domestic violence. And like I said, these brochures are all on our website, and you can learn more at las.org.
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 Very good. Well, Elise, thanks for coming in. Good luck to you, too, and whatever the future brings as well. And just to reiterate, the Legal Aid Society clinics, August 14th and the 28th. And you said that they're prominently on your website as well.
They are.
All right. Very good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Give everybody at the office our best.
I will.
Again, from Legal Aid Society, Elise Housden joining us today. And if you miss part of the program, the podcast will be up here shortly. You can check that out at WGNSradio.com under podcasts. Look for Rutherford Issues. Or whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, or X, you can look back at the podcast once we finish our live stream today, which has been brought to you by MM Clinic, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Have a good day.